with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So a multivitamin is good for a woman's heart, according to a study published in the Journal of Nutrition just last month. And this is great news. You know, there's been a lot of negative supplement studies. In particular, there was a negative multivitamin study in men. Now, that study had some issues and some biasness, but it's nice to see a positive study about a multivitamin and a woman's heart health. As I said, this was published in the Journal of Nutrition last month, and I'm pulling this report from the Nutrition Business Journal. So this was a new study. It was done by NIH, that's the National Institutes of Health. They, along with the Office of Dietary Supplements, found a significant association in reducing death from cardiovascular disease among multivitamin users versus non-users when the supplements were taken for 3 or more years. And that's such an important part. I'm very happy to see that these researchers really were looking at long-term use. That's the appropriate way to study supplements. You know, when you take a randomized control trial, the same type of setup that we study the prescription drugs in, and you try to apply that model to supplements, well, often the supplements fail because they need more time. Vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, these things work with your body more. They're not quite as strong. They're not going to cause a quick effect like a drug will, which is one of the reasons they have fewer side effects. So it takes studies that are designed to look at this, look at the supplements over a longer period of time. I think if we did that more often, we would see more positive results. So that's awesome. So once again, this study showed that women who used multivitamins had a reduced risk of death from cardiovascular disease compared to women who didn't use multivitamins when the supplements were taken for 3 or more years. Now, interestingly, there was no association found for men in this study, and reading the actual study in the Journal of Nutrition, the authors had a couple paragraphs of why that might be, compliance might be an issue. These are survey-based studies, and so it's possible, maybe men exaggerate their health a little bit. So when they get these surveys, hey, how's your health? Are you eating well, exercising? Do you take a multivitamin? And I think men are just more prone to say yes to all that. And I don't know if it's true. That's just my own opinion. So let's go back to this study in particular. The study authors analyzed data from the government's NHANES survey. That's a large population study. They included a sample of just under 9,000 adults 40 years and older, and they excluded people with known heart disease. And the reported length of time that the products were used, meaning the 3 years or more, they found a significant association with multivitamin use compared to non-users. As a matter of fact, there was a 35% reduced risk. So women who took multivitamins for 3 years or more in this large NHANES study, almost not, I guess there was about half women, so maybe, close to 4,500 women in this little sub-analysis, those that took the multivitamin for more than three years or more had a 35% reduced risk of dying from heart disease. And that's awesome. I mean, that's very impressive findings. As a matter of fact, this research reinforced a large cohort study that occurred, I think, in 2010 that showed the same thing, showed that women with a multivitamin had a reduced risk of heart attack and death from that heart attack. Now, in that study, it was 5 years or more. So, again, we're seeing this pattern that with supplements, it's not like a drug. Right? If you have high blood pressure, I can give you a drug called a beta blocker, and I'm going to see results pretty quickly because they're powerful. They block these receptors called beta receptors that really brings down pressure quickly. Of course, when you do something quickly in the body, there's a reverse to that. There's a opposite reaction. That's why they have side effects. But supplements don't work like that. You know, it takes time. And so it's nice to see a study just this year, 2015, just last month, looking at a multivitamin, giving the multivitamin some time, 3 years or more, and finding a 35% reduced risk of heart disease. I mean, that's awesome. So they from the Nutrition Business Journal, they interviewed Duffy McKay. He's a naturopathic doctor and the senior vice president for the Council for Responsible Nutrition, CRN. And he said, we find these results encouraging, and they provide another potential reason for women to take their multivitamins. But people should not expect that taking a multivitamin in and of itself will prevent heart disease. We advise people to take their vitamins as just one of the smart choices they make for good health. Awesome. I love that quote. What I wanted to do now with the remaining time, about 3 minutes or so, is I want to talk a little bit about what I call in my book, The Supplement Pyramid, a generic multivitamin versus an ideally dosed multivitamin. And let me explain that, because I think this is important. And here's why I think it's important. In these types of studies, like this one that was just reported in the Journal of Nutrition last month, they're not really asking about specific types of multivitamins used. They're just asking in a survey form, hey, did you take a multivitamin? And we know surveys have limitations. We get that. We're not drawing absolute conclusions from this. But they're not really teasing out, you know, what multivitamin are you using? What was the dosing in that multivitamin? They're just asking about multivitamin use. And a vast majority of Americans are taking what I call generic multivitamins. These are multivitamins that are dosed based upon a very archaic system called the recommended daily intake or the recommended daily allowance. I call it archaic because it's a dosing system that was developed in the 1940s. And it was a dosing system developed not to optimize health, not to do things like prevent death from heart disease, like we're saying. It's a dosing system ultimately that is designed to make sure you don't get diseases of vitamin deficiencies, you know, like scurvy or rickets, stuff like that. And unfortunately, and I do think it's unfortunate, there's a lot of very popular multivitamins on the market that dose by that archaic system. Imagine if we could get more Americans to take what I call an ideally dosed multivitamin. I actually coined the term in my book, the ideal daily intake, the IDI versus the RDI or the RDA. This dosing system is based on solid research. Here's what I did. Let me just use vitamin C as an example. Vitamin C has an RDI or an RDA of about 50 to 100 milligrams, depending on who you look at, what you read. That level, that amount of vitamin C every single day, 50 to 100 milligrams, does one thing and one thing only. It prevents scurvy. Doesn't really do much else for you. Yet vitamin C has so many other health benefits, like cardiovascular health. It's just a potent antioxidant, anti-cancer properties. What about those health benefits attributed to vitamin C? What's the dosing for those? Well, I just went in on PubMed, and I looked at all these vitamin C studies, immune health, heart health, anti-cancer, and the average dose in those studies was more about 500 milligrams, upwards to 2,000 milligrams. So in my opinion, the ideal intake, if we're really talking about optimizing health for vitamin C, is at least 500 milligrams, not 50 to 100. Imagine if we got more people to take multivitamins based on the IDI. The types of results we'll see in these studies, it will be amazing. So check out a multivitamin based on an IDI. I have those doses in my book, The Supplement Pyramid. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.